And Cuba is also making waves in Major League Baseball. Today is the last day for fans to vote on who the last players on the league's all-star teams should be. 22-year-old outfielder Yasiel Puig, who plays for the LA Dodgers and is a Cuban defector, is one of the leaders in the voting for the final spot on the National League team. But some of his fellow players are saying that with just a little over a month in the league, Puig is not ready for prime time. Joining us now for more on this is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. And Tom, you spent some time with him. First, give us an idea of who he is and why he's causing such a sensation.
He's good. He's really good. As you said, he's a 22-year-old Cuban defector. We don't know a whole bunch about him, and that's part of the story. He doesn't give up a lot about himself. But, you know, for everyone to see what he's done since he was called up on June 3rd, it's been phenomenal. He started out hitting 4 home runs in his first 5 games, and that ignited Dodgers fans and the team, which had had a sluggish, underachieving season up to then. And he kept it going through the month. He had 44 hits in June, second only to Joe DiMaggio, heard of him, in 1936 for most hits in a player's first month in the big leagues.
So it sounds like the Jeremy Lin of baseball or something. But Tom, in the past few days, it seems like the tide of favorable publicity for him is turning. So what's going on?
You're starting to hear these little snippets, little digs that players are making that he's arrogant. And there was an incident, actually, the night I was there in Phoenix, he reportedly snubbed Luis Gonzalez, who's a hometown hero. He won the World Series for the Diamondbacks in 2001. He came up to introduce himself to Puig, apparently, and speaking in Spanish. And Puig reportedly didn't acknowledge him. And Mark McGwire, the L.A. Dodgers batting coach, jumped on Puig for that. And you know, I think we're kind of going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He is young, and he plays with this exuberance. And I think there are some players who are becoming jealous of this guy. Now, kind of feeding this problem, if you want to call that, is his relationship with the press. And I experienced this firsthand. He only gives post-game interviews, and he speaks only Spanish, so through an interpreter for English-speaking reporters. And he gives very little. It's all cliche. It's out of the Bull Durham How to Speak to Reporters handbook, basically. It's happy to be there. I want to help my team, which is all true and maybe great, but you know, we're clamoring to know about this guy, and he's not giving anything up. Now, he released a statement, or actually he spoke to MLB.com, and he explained that there wasn't much press in Cuba. He didn't have to deal as much with media attention. And then he doesn't want to talk about himself. He wants it to be about his team, and he just wants to play baseball. He said, quote, "I'm not bad. I just don't like the press, and I don't like this fame." But it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because as he gets more famous and the press seeks him out even more, something's got to give there.
Tom, we just have a few seconds, but who gets it if he doesn't?
Who gets the all-star
spot? Yeah, on the team.
Yeah, well, right now Atlanta first baseman Freddie Freeman is holding the lead. People have until 4 p.m. Eastern to text and tweet in their votes. This is the fans have the last say on the final player on each team.
NPR sports reporter Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.